What up, everybody? Thanks for tuning into Channel 99. We've got with us, just with me, it's me and Turtle.
Again, yeah, it's us, it's Tim and Turtle.
Tim and Turtle, TNT, because together we're dynamite.
Like C4 explosives.
Oh, kind of. Or like pro-edge nutrition, torque.
Thermite.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there
cut
you go.
Through shit.
I thought
like
we were
none.
Talking like nutritional supplementation, but whoa, we're on a whole nother level. Though.
I was thinking like high explosives, but my bad.
It's all good because my product will make you explode.
Shredded.
Vascularly, muscularly, spiritually, metaphorically.
Are we doing an intro for our episode 2?
We are.
Or are
we're
you doing a promo
two.
For your business, Tim?
Episode 2. Make sure you swing by Jack's Nutrition. We got 2 for 40 going on. They're making $0 on us, so make sure you go stock up, get stacked up, get jacked up. Pro's Nutrition, Jack's Nutrition, Boise, Idaho, off Eagle Road. But most importantly, today we are watching the second episode of the beloved series Erie, Indiana, and we had a fucking blast, and it was a good time.
It was. I'm starting to enjoy this show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a whole season.
Yeah, we will do an entire season, and we might just do it all this week. So,
yeah, who knows? Yeah, stay tuned, find out.
Make sure that you subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Pass the episode along, and everything you hear right now, you're going to hear at the end of the other side of the episode. But if nothing else, make sure that you have.
One thing that you won't hear at the end of this episode is have a great day, you silly bitches.
Because you won't hear that.
You won't because it happened now.
That literally
just happened.
Dude, you are so progressive, bro.
I'm trying so hard.
Bruh.
So hard, doggy. It's difficult being this progressive. I'm all caught up.
It's all good. But you know what it's not difficult to do? Is to have a
wonderful rest of your day.
Shut up and sit down. Set, Turtle, don't fuck it
shit.
Up. Go.
Okay, what's up, everybody?
Erie, Indiana, day 45. I knew my hometown was going to be different from where I grew up.
Did he give us a day last time we listened?
This is ridiculous.
Hmm?
Did he give us like a day that he was on last time?
Erie is the center of weirdness for the entire.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
I wasn't either.
A guy that looks suspiciously like Elvis lives on my paper route.
Thank you, little paper boy.
Item.
Fucking weirdo.
Eats out of my trash.
Item.
A bizarre housewife cult in town has been sealing up their kids in giant rubber kitchenware so they don't age. And now, just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, I discovered that in Erie, even man's best friend is up to no good.
Oh my god.
It's a dog with a gun
when
in its
I try
mouth.
To tell this to my family, they just think I'm weird. Better weird than dead.
You know what? I feel like if we had the free time and the money, like just the spare money, we could make a TV series like this.
Totally do that.
This isn't. It really doesn't seem that hard.
Marshall!
Uh-oh. Hey, Mom, have you seen my tape player anywhere? It's probably where we left it.
Marshall!
Look at that wallpaper.
At least the house is clean this time around.
It's cool blue, but dude, so ghetto. Like, look at that. Look at that.
What do you mean you don't want to go?
It's the 90s, bro.
Wallpaper.
Nobody cares.
Oh, shit.
Please.
What's gotten into you?
Why don't you want a retainer, son?
The fuck was that, dude?
It was the werewolf of Erie, Indiana.
Dogs. Whoa.
Big, drooling armies of dogs. You mean like that man-eating poodle?
Never mind about dogs.
His sister's so hot, though, right?
Have to do things that yeah. You're afraid of.
And going to the orthodontist is one of those things.
But you don't understand.
We'll talk about it in the car.
Marshall? Honey, your father and I are getting a little concerned about you.
Son, you don't seem to be making a lot of new friends in here. You haven't taken off your giant sweatshirt in months, and now you're making a big deal about a simple retainer.
Do you wash that shit, bro? Probably doesn't.
Doesn't that boil down to your parenting? Like, even maybe you should teach your kid to fucking clean his clothes?
They'll just think I'm homesick.
Do the laundry? Crazy.
You see, hideous pain in the fact that I'll look goofy don't have anything to do with why I don't want a retainer. It's dogs I'm worried about. It all started with a guy named Steve Konkaluski.
Ooh, what happened to Steve?
Biggest teeth in the seventh grade.
Fucking Steve.
I mean, we're talking major surfboards.
Oh, shit.
Damn, Steve.
You can see where they're fake, where the line is on the gums.
Just relax, Mr. Konkaluski.
Big ass teeth,
open
though.
Wide.
Damn, Steve.
Yeah.
Where's that guy been?
You've been seeing me.
That actor,
years?
The dentist?
Bueller.
You haven't been making very much
Bueller.
Progress.
Is that who you're talking about?
No, that's not him.
But he's been in a lot of stuff, though. This guy has.
Yeah, this guy has. You know his face.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened to him.
Refuse to behave. I have designed for you something very special. A new, radical, experimental, prototypical, one-of-a-kind retainer.
This dude's probably...
There's electricity and stuff going off in the corner.
This dude's probably dead now. We could look him up. The kid's fucking freaking out, dude.
I would be too,
look at
dude.
Those teeth, bro.
As soon as Steve got that new retainer, the strangest thing started to happen to him.
Watch it, pal.
Steve shrugged it off. Couldn't be that doggy hurt. No way. But Steve forgot.
That's not a retainer, dude. That is like headgear to the extreme.
Yeah,
that kid's face had to have been fucked up. Yeah, no shit. Look at what's on his face.
Yeah.
Stuck in his braces from last Thanksgiving.
Oh God. What, dude? See, there's a spring that's there for no reason. Look at that.
Why is that spring there? It's there to pick up.
Oh,
you
it's
know,
just
frequencies.
It's the frequencies. Yeah. Looks like they use an erector set or something like that to build that face mask.
Doesn't it look like an erector set?
Yeah,
it does.
I didn't even think about that.
That proves everything.
Look at the part that goes around his jawline. It looks like a fucking erector set, dude.
Ever. Erie is the most boringest place on the planet. Oh, yeah? Then what were those strange lights in the sky Tuesday night?
Fucking aliens, dude.
Fucking aliens, bro.
Lightning doesn't hover and land.
That kid's a sloppy piece of shit, and his parents need to teach him how to keep his shit together. You know what I'm saying? Look how sloppy his ass is, dude. Get your shit together, kid. You're like 14 years old, man.
Drop it. Drop it. To Papa.
No way, Simon. Get your own hoagie. I don't want any of your dumb hoagie. Shut up about it. I didn't say anything. You just asked for some. No, I didn't. You didn't?
See the side?
You?
Where's the dog?
It wasn't me. That's so weird, man. I've been hearing these voices all day. Could have sworn somebody just asked for a vitamin hoagie. Well, if it wasn't Simon and it wasn't me.
Dude, his teeth had to have fucked.
Who was it?
Those headgears are connected straight to his two front teeth.
Well, it's not even the head. Dude, just look at the headgear.
Oh, please.
I mean, it's transmitting dogs. That's how hardcore it is. Juicy meat on stale bread.
Yes. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, in my mouth, baby.
Sorry, I just said, yeah, baby, oh, baby, in my mouth, baby. I'm telling you, man, ever since I got this retainer, I've been hearing things.
The dog. Steve can hear what he's thinking.
Get out of here. Well, if it's not the dog, then who is it?
Is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe there's a way to test it.
I love their haircuts, by the way. True that.
Come on, boy. Come on, boy.
What are we doing?
We're conducting a little experiment.
What kind of experiment?
A double blind test.
What's a double blind test?
Come here.
Look how good that dog is. He didn't even go for the sandwich. That's not a stray animal at all.
Not at all, dude. And first of all, why are they bringing a stray dog into their house? What? I didn't even think about that. The fuck, kids?
It's not wearing a collar, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'd be pissed. You're bringing some fucking wolf dog into my house? That's why I don't have kids, everybody. No collar.
Anything at all?
Nothing yet. Just you geeks.
I'm getting something. Heads.
Because the dog knows what fucking heads is on a quarter.
It knows what a head is.
How about it says that it's breathing, but it's not breathing?
Keep concentrating.
I'm picking something up about a lucky dog.
Wow! That's right!
Is that Donald Trump?
Go back.
What?
Go back. That's worth going back 10 seconds.
Oh, no.
No, but that looks a lot like him.
Like him. Whoa.
I don't believe it.
Yo, that dude's...
Do you realize we made contact with the animal kingdom? This is going to make us rich and famous.
Do you realize half the shit on your face doesn't make sense?
No, it doesn't.
We got to figure out how these work.
Yeah, you good guy. Yeah, come here.
Yes, this stray dog's going
come
to
come here,
eat
you rabies-infested fucking animal here.
Please.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're such a friendly guy.
Looks like lunch. Smells like lunch.
Are you picking something up?
I think the dog said something about eating Simon.
Come on, mommy.
Hey, a guy's gotta eat.
See? See?
Don't show any fear.
Stray dog.
Just a snack.
You there? Have you forgotten your duty? Stop wasting time.
The poodle.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. What in the fuck did we just see?
What'd he say?
The dog resistance.
The kid's shirt is just all kinds of greasy.
From that hoagie.
Sloppy, dude.
I knew nobody would believe us about Steve being able to hear what dogs are thinking. What we needed was proof. Physical evidence.
No, you don't.
I wonder what Steve's doing with his life nowadays. Steve, what are you doing these days? You got a bunch of kids?
He's an alleged dog whisperer.
He's probably in prison. Probably some fucking kid. Like, just some kid gone wrong. Child star gone wrong.
This will never work.
That was a good
you
save.
You believe in TV.
So no, he is definitely an alleged dog whisperer.
If it's the dogs I hear, then how come they're speaking English?
I don't know.
How come this kid, every time I see him, it looks like more shit has been added to his face? Doesn't it? Now he's got these weird fucking, like UFO looking things on his face. What are those things? They're like little tiny satellite dishes or something.
Could you imagine if in between every take they were just adding things to his face and we're like, we'll see when we get stopped.
We'll see in 20 years if somebody notices this shit.
It's two dudes like you and me back there doing the whole headgear stuff and just in between every take.
Right.
As soon as the director goes cut, we just run up there and glue something else saying off the headgear.
How often do you see three dogs just sitting there howling right next to each other?
All the time.
On a random fucking thing. We're
buzzing. All the time.
Whoa, whoa, it's definitely in. I'm definitely picking up something. Are you getting this?
Oh, wow. It's incredible.
They're singing a song.
They are.
They're singing. You hear it too?
Let me listen. Hang on. We gotta record this.
What's that?
I hear it. Definitely picking up something else.
Mm-hmm.
Simon, quick. Turn them around. See if we can get better reception.
Whoa.
Hey, hold it.
Freedom.
What's in that direction?
Freedom.
The dog pound.
Of course. Freedom.
Chanting for freedom.
Come on. Freedom. To the pound. Freedom.
It just so happens that there's like a pound just like right down the road.
Well, every town's got a pound, bro.
Well, they were just in the forest, dude. Let's be real. Like, what in...
Can't the dogs get out?
What's going on? They're in Erie, Indiana, though, so I guess they are kind of like on the cusp
of like little forest patches here and there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just some old guy sweeping up.
Must be old man Dithers, the dog catcher.
They're about to fuck this dude's life up.
Look, he's dabbing.
I'm not here.
Oh, you missed it.
Was he?
He was like this, trying to get the mic, the head thing to like tune in.
Don't you think that's weird? I mean, it's a dog pound. There ought to be barking. Something.
Yeah. Quick, get out of here. I'm hungry.
Everything seems okay. Let's go.
Unless, of course, you'd like to go for a walk to the chamber.
Sleepy time.
Damn, that dude's not fucking around. Yeah, you get it, German Shepherd.
You get him.
Yeah.
Now, how are you going to use your thumbs to open those doors? Let out all your dog friends.
This is another person who's just like, hey, be my friend, and you can destroy my life. It's going to eat her. Watch. Maybe not.
I don't think they're going to show us enough of the TV show in the TV show to know.
How much do you think a wiffle ball bat would save you?
That's the plastic one where it's hollow inside,
it's
too.
It's a wiffle ball bat, dog.
Steve.
Do you think a wiffle ball bat would even save you?
One or two hits. It's
no.
Breaking.
No, dude. Yo, I could walk through one of those full swing to my face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying they're going to stop. I'm saying the wiffle ball is going to last one or two swings.
Oh.
I'm not saying it's doing any damage.
I'm talking like saving your life is what I'm talking about.
Oh, I was doing durability once or twice, and then it's done. You need to find a new weapon.
Ada, what are you doing, girl?
We gotta get to the pound.
Because the plastic's gonna get all white and it's gonna bend as somewhere at contact.
Mash, dude. Those bats can be pretty tough, but that did not look like a nice bat. It looked like dollar store wolf ball bat.
You've been talking to dogs all day? We're on our own. It's up to us to find out what's going on. It's our
day. What's going on is there's a dead dude in there that's been feasted on by dogs.
How am I supposed to hear anything?
Can just eat.
There's a bone right there. Like a leg bone holding open the door.
No way. Oh my god. It's the fact that dogs have been on it is grosser than the fact that it's a human like femur bone.
Good point. I didn't even connect that was a human femur bone until I... I knew it. They ate him.
Mr. Dithers, bruh. Dithers got destroyed.
Dithers got eaten is what happened. Yeah, see, exactly my point. They don't have thumbs, so they can't let the dogs out.
What's that? I think that's where they put the dogs to sleep.
That's it, all gone.
Got the lights.
Humans. What do they want?
What? You've done a fat guy. Nah, I told you he's fat. Dibs on the fat guy. That's some funny shit. Can't say that nowadays.
Bite the hand that feeds us. Bite the hand that feeds us. Bite the hand that feeds us.
Ada, do not listen to these dogs. They are crazy.
You bite the hand that feeds you, Ada. You gotta fight us both.
Yeah, dog. And that's bad because we got two hands apiece.
I got opposable thumbs. For your eye sockets.
Oh shit, we got a Frenchie. Oh my god, what is that thing?
I don't even care. That's the one I'm scared of.
What do you want? What do we want? What do we want? Brothers and sisters, tell these puny bipeds what we want.
No more leashes.
Let them sleep outside. See how they like it.
Down with kibble.
Ban obedience school.
No more stupid. Pet tricks.
No more deworming.
And no more neutering.
We want our balls. We want our balls.
Where's the political statement? Where's the political statement?
Down with the man.
You know what, though? This show actually is not very political at all. This isn't political, in my opinion.
No.
Like, anybody could watch this and be like, dude, it's not. Dogs don't like to be killed and euthanized. People don't like that.
I like how it's the same kind of dog from Rick and Morty.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
As for you, sleeve, you do exactly as you are told. We may let you go. Anything. You name it.
What a bitch.
It was right the time you take that little dog and just anything. Snap its head next to the cage.
Yeah, it's like, anything. I'll do anything. Okay, everybody else is in a cage right now, and there's only two dogs not in a cage.
I'm not... You don't even count as a dog. You're a cat.
Yeah. The only one you have to worry about is the big shepherd.
Now, you're gonna get
eaten. Him.
Metal from his mouth. They want my retainer.
Well,
what are you waiting
for? Metal mouth. Metal mouth. Metal mouth. That's so funny.
Get in the stupid retainer.
Yeah, of course.
He just figures that out. It's like, it's stuck to my face. Oh, no shit, Sherlock. They put it on your face like forever ago.
It's mounted to your two front teeth.
Hang on, Steve. Don't
yeah, there's springs literally in the cheek just
bite
going
the curb.
Straight upward.
Bite the curb, Steve. Just bite the curb and just pray to God that you wake up.
Steve is eaten.
And the pressure you feel on the back of your head is only very momentarily. The disturb cop.
Did you just hear that?
What'd he say?
That's the last we saw of Steve.
Oh my god.
Dude, he just ran out of the building getting chased by like 40 dogs, and that's the last we saw of Steve.
He's like, yo, I figured it out. You just run for your fucking life and save everybody else.
Well, he lived to tell the tale.
How does he not go home, tell this shit to his parents, and they not do anything?
Mrs. Marshall. Your mother and I know it's tough being a new kid in a strange town. We also know you're a great kid.
We also don't know that you just watched one of your friends get murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And you let that happen.
I couldn't hide forever.
Dude, he's so fucking crazy, dog.
But I had no idea who or what was waiting for me. I just hope it walks on two legs.
Those shoes are so sick.
Hey, Marsh. Did you get your retainer?
Hey, Marsh. I'm the hottest older sister on TV right now. What's up?
Just don't call me Metal Mouth.
It's cute. Hey, who's your friend?
She's got a collar.
Yeah, but that's that dog.
Oh, what a good boy.
But he's got a collar now.
What's your name? Lucky, huh? That's a good name.
Lucky.
Good
name.
Lucky the man eater.
See you, Metal Mouth.
Maybe it was all a dream. Maybe Fluffy really was man's best friend after.
Marshall, don't fucking lie to yourself, dude.
Where the fuck is
your
buddy?
You just watched
Where's
your
Steve?
Friend die. There's no maybe. You literally just watched your fucking friend die, dude.
I gotta.
You watched him run off and never saw him again.
Look. See? It's just a regular one. I can't hear a thing. Honest.
Dogs, I don't give a fuck, dude. Your friend was fat. I ate his ass. You watched it.
Suddenly, there it was. Steve's wrecked retainer.
Holy shit, he fucked Steve up.
I bet Steve doesn't think Eerie's boring anymore.
I don't think Steve thinks anything anymore.
Yeah, I think Steve's dead, dude. How do dogs get that off his face?
Not only that, why the fuck would they have it and just not tell his parents? Be like, here, this is Steve's. Came from a dog.
No, we're just going to add it to our collection.
Someday, the world will be ready for the truth. But until that day, Simon and I are on our own.
Until that day, okay, hold on. You should probably report evidence that your friend was fucking killed. And
Time
you
out.
Are, like, part of it. What
out.
In the fuck, man?
The show officially just,
this?
Like, hit me in a bone and pissed me off. This is the kind of
what?
Shit we watched as kids, thinking that our adolescence was going to be some sort of adventure and all this crazy shit was going to happen. We were going to collect artifacts and solve mysteries, and none of that shit happened, and we all got let down and depressed. Aww. But no, that's crazy. Like, you think back on all your shows, you know, growing up, and they were all, like, showing all these kids going off on all these adventures and everything.
Yeah.
And you thought that's what life was like.
Those ending credits were so short because it only takes 10 people to make that type of a show.
Well, it'll take 2 people to make us to make the remake.
Yeah, that was sick, though. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. That was episode 2 of...
Erie, Indiana.
Yeah, boy. Make sure you subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Pass the episode along. Blah, 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 blah.
All that good stuff. You hear it enough.
Wonderful rest of your day.
Yeah.